ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、英回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で27問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。一問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1. I'm just about to go to the supermarket. Would you like me to pick up anything for you?
Yes, please. Could you get me something nice to eat for afternoon tea?
What do you feel like eating? Something sweet?
Yes.
How about a chocolate cake?
That might be a bit too heavy for me.
Then how about a custard tart?
I love those, but we had some yesterday, remember?
Oh, that's right. Then how about a cheesecake? Or would that be too heavy as well?
No, that might be all right. Do you remember the one we had on Saturday with strawberries on top? I wonder if they have those at the supermarket today.
Oh, I don't think they do. I bought them at a little shop in town.
Hmm, then how about a fruit jelly? That'd be perfect.
I don't think they sell them at the supermarket either. You know, how about you come with me to the supermarket? Then you can choose what you want.
That's a good idea. I'll grab my coat, then let's go.
Question 49. What did the couple eat yesterday? Listening 2.
Thank you for visiting the Modern Art Museum today. We have some exciting events happening this morning. Guided tours of the main collection will start at 9:20 and 10:50. Please come to the reception desk in the north lobby 10 minutes before the start of the tour. Our children's painting workshop is running this morning from 10:30 until 11:25 in the Education Center on the second floor. Finally,We are pleased to announce that all items in the gift shop today are discounted by 20% to celebrate the opening of our new sculpture exhibition. The gift shop opens today at 11 a.m. Be sure to visit before you leave.
Question 50. What time does the painting workshop end?Listening 3.
Hello, Carlton Reception. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm staying in room 543. I want to book a large taxi for tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. to take my family to the airport.
We have a regular shuttle bus, if you'd like. There's one leaving at 7:30 tomorrow morning, and it's free.
I'd rather leave earlier, actually. I think the taxi is better. There will be 4 of us.
Do you have a lot of luggage?
Yes, we each have a suitcase. Is that a problem?
Maybe. We won't be able to fit you and all your bags into one car. Would it be okay for you to take 2 separate cars?
There are no large taxis available?
Sorry, there aren't. But how about if we send your suitcases ahead and then I can book you one regular taxi for the 4 of you?
You know what? I'll go with your first suggestion. We can save money and we'll still get to the airport in plenty of time.
Question 51. How will the man and his family go to the airport? Listening 4.
I can't believe it's been a year already since Frank retired. The university seems strange without him around. I wonder what he's doing with his time these days. Do you keep in touch with him, Dan?
Yes, I talk to him every week or so. I've been trying to get him to go traveling, but he doesn't seem very interested. I know I would be going all around the world if I were him and had all that free time.
I remember him saying he wanted to work on his photography and host an exhibition after he retired.
Yes, he is hoping to hold one next year. As far as I can tell, he doesn't do much other than take care of his dog and her new puppies.
Well, if only he could come back to work with us. We need him here teaching English to our students.
Question 52. What is Frank doing now that he has retired from work? Listening 5.
How many people are coming to the party tomorrow? We'll need to do some shopping.
12. 14, including us. What should we get?
I'll order some pizzas, so that takes care of the food. We'll need drinks, though.
Don't you remember? We already decided that everyone else would bring drinks, and we would supply the food.
Oh, right. We don't have enough glasses, though. Can you pick up some paper cups from the supermarket?
Actually, we have some left over from the last party we had.
That's true. Okay, forget the cups, but get some paper plates for the pizza.
No problem. And I'll get some dessert, too. Maybe some cheesecake?
That's coming with the pizza.
All right. So we really don't need very much after all.
Question 53. What will the man buy from the supermarket? Listening 6.
This is an announcement for all passengers traveling on Express Airways flight EX133 to Sapporo. Due to heavy snowfall, New Chitose Airport has canceled all flights today. We apologize for the inconvenience. Flights are scheduled to restart from 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Passengers who wish to travel tomorrow instead, please come to Express Airways check-in desk C30 on level 3 of the terminal building. Passengers who would like to apply for a refund should visit our customer service staff desk, P25. All passengers can also collect 2,000 yen's worth of meal tickets from our staff outside gate E13. Finally, we have arranged for free buses to take you back to the city center. Buses will leave from stand A20 on the ground floor. Thank you for your understanding.
Question 54. Where can passengers receive meal tickets?
パート B リスニング7から8では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なおリスニング7には問題が5つ、リスニング8には問題が5つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
There are so many movies available online. I don't know which one to choose. It's giving me a headache.
I know what you mean. So turn your computer off and go read a book instead.
I would if I could. I am reading an excellent book at the moment, but I left it at the office, unfortunately. That's why I'm looking for something to watch instead.
This one looks interesting. My Aching Heart. It's kind of a love story.
No, my friend George said it was so boring that he walked out of the movie theater halfway through. Apparently, they are adapting it into a musical soon, though.
Huh. Well, anything in particular you want to see?
I feel like watching a comedy movie, actually. How about that new one? It's called Sack Lunch. It's got great reviews, and it's less than 2 hours long, so we don't have to stay up late. And you really like the lead actress, right?
Donna Chang? Not especially. Besides, it's not out yet. It comes out next week. Anyway, I'm more in the mood for an action movie. Anything like that?
Yes, there are plenty. Dragon Punch is on. That's the police movie set in Hawaii, I think. Oh, and there's another one. I saw some clips online that were great. There's the scene where a helicopter lands on a car, and another part where the hero escapes underwater. That one is called Firestorm. It looks so cool.
Don't tell me. I want to see the movie fresh.
Relax. Anyway, do you want to watch it or not?
Not. What about this new British one, The Mars Journal?
I've never heard of that. What's it about?
It's a sci-fi movie. There's a big explosion and everyone has to escape back to Earth.
Let me check the reviews really quickly. Apparently the acting is awful.
Okay, then let's stick with the police movie. That'll be fine.
Good choice.
Listening 8.
Good afternoon. I'm Brian Drinkwater, and this is Wildlife at 1. Later on in the show, we'll be looking at a new nature park in the north of England. But first, we have today's special guest. Sally Hare is here today to discuss an ambitious new project called Rewild, searching for wild species which we thought no longer existed. In other words, extinct species. Sally, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Brian.
So tell us about your project.
Well, Brian, there are an estimated 2,200 species across 160 countries which have been missing for 10 years or more. However, we believe that a number of animals previously declared extinct may actually still be living in small numbers in the wild. We at Rewild have created a list of the 25 most wanted species around the world, and we are now searching for them.
In order to protect them?
Of course. When, or if, we find any of these animals living in nature, we will take steps to secure the environment in which they live. If we can, we may be able to help such populations grow and bring them back from the edge of extinction.
What is causing these extinctions?
Of course, the overall problem is climate change. There are other factors, though. One is the loss of living space. Humans are moving into areas which were previously wild. Another problem is pollution in the air and water. Because this takes so many forms, I'd say it presents the biggest challenge. For example, a lot of the chemicals used on farms find their way into the rivers and oceans. This can disturb the reproductive cycles of many types of fish, pushing them to extinction. Meanwhile, on land, other species have died out due to hunting for their furs and parts used for medicine.
I see. It sounds very serious, but you are also positive. Is there any history of animals coming back from extinction?
Yes. One animal which was believed to be extinct for many years is the crested gecko. This small reptile was first discovered in 1866, but was thought to have died out in 1967. However, it was found again by conservationists in 1994 on the island of New Caledonia in the Pacific Ocean. It's now a protected species in the wild, and it has been illegal to export them from New Caledonia since 1995. Actually, captive bred geckos are a very popular pet.
And how about your current project? Do you have any success stories to share?
We are still in the early stages of this particular project. However, since starting in 2017, we have rediscovered 8 species. We have been looking on every continent, too, from Asia to Africa. We found a type of giant tortoise in the Galapagos Islands, for example. And in Indonesia, we also rediscovered the world's largest bee. Another one we have found is a purple tree-climbing crab in Sierra Leone, West Africa.
Great. So, what other creatures are on your list?
A lot of them are quite strange. One is the fat catfish. It was known to live in parts of Colombia in South America, but it hasn't been seen since 1957. We are tremendously excited by the prospect of that fish being found. Everybody is hoping to learn more about it and, ultimately, put the right measures in place to ensure it can thrive for future generations. Another favorite of mine is a European tap-dancing spider, last seen in Portugal in 1931. It's not just animals, though. We are looking for the Pernambuco holly tree and the big puma fungus in South America, and we actually managed to find the insect-eating velvet pitcher plant in Borneo, Indonesia.
Well, thank you, Sally. We wish you luck with this fantastic project.
パート C リスニング9から10では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A true を正しくなければ B false を選びなさい。なおリスニング9には問題が5つ、リスニング10には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a man called Richard talking to a woman called Janet about who to hire for a jobLook at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listening 9 will now begin.
So, we've spoken to all the candidates. Which one do you think we should hire?
Well, the first one we interviewed, Alice, was really professional. I think she would fit in well with the rest of the staff, too, but she does lack experience.
I thought so, too. She should apply again in a year or two, though. I think she'll be great in the future. What about Bob, the second candidate?
I'm not so sure. He didn't answer the questions very clearly, did he?I'm not sure he knows enough to do the job. Remind me, what are his qualifications?
According to his application form, he has degrees in both marketing and business administration, which suits what we need perfectly. He should be okay, but as you say, he didn't sound confident.
Anyway, I preferred the third candidate, Christine. Not only was she experienced and well-qualified, but she seemed like a nice person, too. I think she would be popular with our clients.
She was a little quiet at first, but I think she was just nervous. Okay, let's go with her.
Great. I'll call her and give her the good news.
Listening 10. You will hear a short conversation between a man called Alex and a woman called Lola about their university class. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listening 10 will now begin.
Hi, Lola. Wow, what a morning.
Oh, hi, Alex. I missed you in class today. Are you okay? You look a bit stressed.
Yeah, I couldn't catch my usual train this morning because I got up late. The battery on my smartphone was dead, so the alarm didn't go off. I had to take a bus instead. And now, well, here I am at last. Did I miss anything important in the lecture?
Well, here. You can borrow my notes. Professor Crisp also told us about the end-of-semester project that he wants us to prepare. Rather than write an end-of-semester report, we're each going to have to prepare a PowerPoint presentation instead.
Really? Will there be a choice of themes that we can select our presentation topic from? Did he provide a list of them?
Yes, you can find them in my notes. The due date is 3 weeks from today.
I don't like the sound of that. It doesn't give us enough time to prepare the presentation. Oh, and did he say anything about the essays we handed in last week?
Yeah, he said he'll be done grading them by next week. We can either pick them up from his office on Wednesday afternoon, or he'll give them back to us following his lecture in next Thursday's class.
Okay. Thanks, Lola. Now, let me look through your notes.
This is the end of the listening test.